B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the car show. That's right, the 2020 Philly Auto Show. All kinds of awesomeness right here at the PA Convention Center as we hang out. And let us go to one of our old friends. We love him. He's doing a great job right now for the Philadelphia Flyers. And I love his Flyers daily. That's right. He is Jason Martinez. What's up, brother?
Oh, hi.
What's up,
man? What's going on, boys?
What's up, my man?
How you guys doing?
No, it's good to hear your voice. It's good to, well, we've seen you and we've talked to you, but it's great to actually sit and talk to you on the show again, brother.
It's good to be with you, boys.
You know, we miss
a lot of good stuff to get to, man. I saw you down at the barn the other night, sitting on the glass.
Yeah, what brother. Look at, you know what I mean? A little big tipper
action. Sitting on the glass, huh? Bring
South
Tunis down there, too?
Yes, I brought the Tunis with me to sit on the glass.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah, it's awesome.
Educating the lad, huh?
Yeah, you know, gotta, taking him under my wing. I got to tell you, you are in your glory right now working for the Flyers and putting out some incredible content. And this team, you've been waiting. We've been waiting, but I know you. You've been waiting for this. And there is no ceiling to this team. We're just talking about it, Chase.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys, and I heard Sammy earlier, you know. They're a team that they just keep coming at you despite, you know, whatever the situation is. You heard earlier in the show, mentioned the Islander game where they come down from 3-0. They get it tied. Unfortunately, they get that goal, and they don't have a good shift after they get it tied, so they don't get a loser point out of it. But, you know, to beat a team, and you mentioned this, you beat a team Florida twice in a couple of days. It's really difficult to do. And, you know, this isn't your mom and pop's Florida team. They're a legit playoff
team. Yeah, yeah.
With some good players. Not only that, but you chased Bob out of the game last night. How about that?
I know.
Oh, but Bobrovsky got the hook after the first.
It's not just Sanheim who owns Bob. All the Flyers own Bob.
Yeah, this year, you're right. I mean, he had really good numbers against the Flyers when he was in Columbus.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Pitlick goal is one that I know that they didn't like, and that was probably the one that determined he was going to get the old hook last night. So it was good to get him out of there, and they kept coming in the third, and, you know, all the way to the final horn. You know what they say, it's a stupid cliche, you got to play the full 60. They get a power play goal with, like, 32 seconds left in the game.
What do you think I mean, obviously, AV system, and you talked about his system, and I remember you telling me you're going to love it, and he knows how to win. Is it that? Is it the mix of veterans and youth? What's been the biggest reason for this kind of success?
Well, I think it's kind of like a D all of the above with that, you know? Like, in the beginning of the season, I remember you and I were talking on the show, and it was, well, we really got to be a little bit patient here because it is a totally different mentality they have to play with compared to what they did under Hackstall and Scott Gordon and for years. So it was going to take time for AV to find the combinations of players that could do what he wanted them to do, which is why I think you saw so much juggling through the first half of the season with combinations and getting guys going. And, you know, finally guys got to get out there and not think about the game and just make it instinctual. And I think that's what's happened in a lot of, you know, the last couple of weeks and really the last month. When you go into St. Louis and you win that game in overtime against a really good Blues team that was 9-0 at home at that time, and then you go to Washington and you beat the brakes off the Caps 7-2, and you just see this relentless coming waves kind of system that he runs, and he's not afraid to put any line out there in any situation. And when you get six different goal scorers, I mean, that's a big stress on an opponent, man. And that's, you know, we talk about the Sixers, and I know you say built for 16. Well, when you get depth scoring and goaltending in the NHL, at that coach, you're pretty dangerous. I think a lot of teams in the Eastern Conference right now would not choose them as the team they want to match up against because how well they play against the good teams in the NHL.
Yeah, and we're talking to Jason on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. You know, one of the things, too, is like, you're right. Like, they get an array. They have an array of scoring from anywhere. I mean, look at how well the defensive guy, Haig, is playing, right? Sanheim. Like, they're getting contributions everywhere.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, they're the second leading defensive core in scoring in the league. You look at them and you go, like, somebody hit me on Twitter the other day and said, when are we going to have a David Pastrnak? Why can't we score like those teams? Well, the Flyers are 10th in scoring in the league. They might even be 9th now after last night. I mean, so they score goals. It just comes more spread out. You know, they don't have a guy that's going to score 40 goals like Ovechkin or like David Pastrnak or, you know, Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl. Yeah. They got, everybody's going to chip in, and it's going to depend whose night it is. And I heard Sammy earlier going, you know, try and bet like who's going to score for the Flyers in the game. Here's the bet. Anybody that plays with Couturier.
He has been a monster. I mean, he's playing so well. I got to tell you, the other guy, and you were always on from the beginning, but who reminds me of BC reincarnated, is Konechny.
Like, yeah, he's a gamer, isn't he?
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Did you see the other night? So it's 3-2 before they tie it, right, against the Islanders up in Brooklyn. He's close. And he's on the ice, and he, like, he's dying, right? Like, he's dying. We're so close. He was so close, and he pounded the ice. And I'm going, look at this kid. This kid loves to compete.
Yeah, he was a captain at every level before getting to the NHL. He's just a leader and a guy who plays really hard. And, you know, we talked about this a ton of times, you and I, how he's just built for today's game with all that skill and all that speed. And then he's got a nice dose of Bassett in him, too. You know?
Yes, yeah.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
That's what I'm saying. He reminds me of BC reincarnated.
Yeah, and he'll stay in there and mix it up. You know, it was funny, the game on Monday against the Panthers, I got in the locker room after I finished postgame. He still had not come into the locker room. And I was sitting down interviewing a player after the game, and he walked in. He's in all of his equipment but his skates. And he just drops his skates in the middle of the floor. He was in the medical room because he blocked 5 shots, and he took a pounding. Like, yeah. He's not the guy you go, yo, we need you to block shots. But he's willing to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And winning hockey is everybody coming with that mentality to sell their body out to block shots. And he did it in that game. And he didn't end up on the score sheet. But I tell you what, he got the helmet that night because he won the respect of his teammates.
It was funny. We had AV on the other day, and he brought that up about him blocking shots. It was funny because he also talked about, well, we needed somebody to get in front of Pullet's shot. I'm like, who's getting in front of that howitzer?
Yeah, that thing's 100 miles an hour, dude. And yeah, it's heavy, big, and he bombed it, and he had great accuracy on that shot. But, yeah, I don't know that a forward should be getting in front of that. I'll take the L there and lose the point. I don't need to lose a player for the rest of the season because he's been impaled by a puck.
Exactly. Nah, but, hey, real quick, I'm just curious. Do you feel, when we look at Hart, right, and it's impossible to project, but you know him, you're around him. How do you think he fares playoff-wise? Like, how do you think he approaches the playoffs? I mean, obviously, we don't think it's going to be too big a moment for him, but how do you kind of foresee that when it happens?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell what a playoff's going to do to any young player, and especially at that position and considering the history here. But if you look for somebody that's built to handle it, it's him. Because, I mean, he's had a sports psychologist, a guy named John Stevenson, since the age of 13. He's played for his country in the World Juniors and on the biggest stages for years. And in Canada, that is a huge deal. So he's been on big stages before. So I think what he's going to do is he's just going to do what he does. He's going to stick to his routine. He's so rigid in his routine. A lot of goalies are, him even more so, because when a goalie gets on the ice, they lose control. You can't dictate at that position. So goalies tend to be a bit OCD before, during, stoppages and all those things in games, because it's the only thing that you can truly control, and that's your mind and your routine. So he's very rigid in what he does, and I imagine he won't change his thing. And I can't see him being, you know, real flappable in that situation, just because he's so mature beyond his years. I mean, I'll interview him, and he'll come back like 10 minutes later and be like, hey, was that all right? Do we need to do any of that over again or anything like that? You know, like, when does that happen with a pro athlete?
Right. Nah, please. Are you kidding me?
Such a good kid.
Man. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Hey, not to mention his abilities as a bully. You know?
Exactly. Hey, do me a favor and tell the audience about what you're doing with the Flyers and how they can get all the podcasts you're doing, which is incredible.
Yeah, I've been really blessed and got lucky and, you know, landed a good landing spot. The Flyers Broadcast Network was launched a couple weeks ago, and we launched a whole suite of podcasts, including the Flyers I Do Every Day, which is obviously every day. It's a daily one, so it's about anywhere between 10 and 20 minutes long, and it kind of recaps the night, what's going on. We get interviews on there. Like, I had Nicholas Aubé-Kubel on from the locker room last night. You know, the modern technology makes that possible for me to be able to record those guys from home. And so we get interviews on there, and it's really been great. People are really responding to it. A lot of interaction on Twitter and social media with it. I also do one every other week, every 10 to 14 days, called Flyers 6, which is a long-form one. And we just had Alain Vigneault on there for a 20-minute sit-down, and then we had a sit-down with both Claude Giroux and Michael Raffel together, which was really interesting.
Oh,
we didn't
awesome.
Talk much hockey. We talked more about, you know, just, you know, breaking balls and that kind of stuff in the locker room. So it was really cool, a little peek behind the curtains. And there's, you know, there's our prospect podcast as well that comes out once a month. Andrea, who's the arena announcer, is doing everything but hockey with a lot of the wives and girlfriends. A lot of really cool stuff. Go to FlyersBroadcastNetwork.com. You can see all the info there on all of them. Subscribe, leave us ratings and reviews. It's been a lot of fun.
That is awesome. FlyersBroadcast.com?
BroadcastNetwork.com, yeah.
Yeah, FlyersBroadcastNetwork.com. Brother, you're killing it, man. I'm so proud of you. So, need
is
you
Ben
at... What's that?
Is Ben going to start shooting or what?
Cuss. Did you see the game he had the other night?
He was a monster, dude. I love him.
He was a beast! He was a beast! And 65 possessions, he guarded Kawhi Leonard and made him work.
Yeah.
He made him work. He guarded him 65 possessions and gets you triple-double.
Yeah, that's the most impressive thing, is that he didn't wear himself out guarding Kawhi the entire game.
I mean, he's a freak.
He's a gazelle. Yeah,
he is. He's a freak. He plays 43 minutes. Freak.
Yeah,
freak.
The other guy, Joe, on the other hand, we got to get him Pat Krejci.
Yeah.
He needs Pat Krejci and Moses Malone to come back to help him out, like Moses helped Barkley.
That's right. Sounds good, brother. You're the man. Listen, I love you, buddy. Be careful on your drive, man, all right?
Yeah, I got the old lady behind the wheel. We're heading down to Charleston, South Carolina right now, and a hockey tournament for the boys.
Nice. Give everybody my love, all right? Hug the family
for
me.
No doubt.
All right, brother.
No doubt. Enjoy,
buddy. Thanks, brother. There he is, Jason Martinez. We'll be checking in with Jason during the Flyers run as he's locked in, loaded. Chunas.
Flyers are playing great. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, we saw him the other night.
Yes, we did. I'm excited for this team.
Yeah.
And, you know, once they make the playoffs, hopefully the city gets behind them a little bit more. Because they're still, I think people are still hesitant.
They will.
Right now, but soon.
Yep. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. We're live, the Philly Auto Show, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.